Can you imagine a basketball game without the law of gravity? And I'm not talking about Michael Jordan, but for the mere mortals. We accept it and we create games around it. And yet we don't do the same. We don't do the same when it comes to our emotions. Now here is the key point. Painful emotions are as much part of human nature as the law of gravity is part of physical nature. And nature to be commanded must be obeyed. An aeronautics engineer who wants to build an airplane has to obey, take into consideration, learn and study and understand the law of gravity. The same applies to a psychologist, the constraint view of human nature. Nature to be commanded must be obeyed. And yet we don't do that. We don't do it in our culture, and we pay a high price for it. We have what I call the great deception, where people ask us, so how are you doing? And we say, fine, just great. When in fact, we're not doing so well. More appropriate would be, you know, I'm going through a rough patch now. I'm going through a hard time. I'm really stressed. But yet, we don't want to admit that. We don't give ourselves the permission to be human because we think there is something wrong with us if we experience these emotions.